There is a new TikTok trend that is going around to see whether or not your relationship is doomed or whether it'll stand the test of time.
Okay, great. Let's take it.
You ready to hear it?
Uh-huh.
It's the bird theory.
Pretty bird. Yeah, can you say pretty bird? Pretty bird.
What in the
world? Yes, pretty bird.
What in the world?
So, the bird theory. These videos are, by the way, all over TikTok. You can probably see them on your For You page. But they basically, it's a test that supposedly shows how into your partner, how your partner is into you, I should say.
Oh, okay. And so, it's supposed to determine if you're going to make it as a couple or
yeah,
not.
Yeah,
okay.
So it's supposed to just be like, hey, something mundane, like, oh, I saw kind of a pretty bird today. And how they react.
What is the bird theory? This theory is going super viral on TikTok right now because apparently you can tell how strong your relationship is by testing it out. The way you can test this theory is with a very simple prompt of I saw a bird today. And if your spouse turns to you and starts asking questions about the bird, that means your relationship's in good standing.
What if your husband is going to look at you and be like, awesome, great for you?
Well, then,
why are you
then
sharing
it's
about
doomed.
A bird?
It's doomed.
Really?
So, yeah. So there are a ton of these videos of people trying this bird theory. And, you know, so if you're excited about it and, you know, your energy matches their energy, then apparently it's supposed to be good.
Should we call our spouses?
Baby, I saw a bird today.
What do you mean you saw a bird?
I just saw a pretty bluebird.
Oh, nice. What was it, a blue jay?
Yeah, it was like, I don't know, it was pretty though, and I really liked it. Nice. And it flew around the house, but nice. I just thought it was pretty.
So okay, that,
so
that's
was
a success.
That, was, that was
that's
a success.
A success.
Okay.
Because Matt,
he just said, what kind of a bird
yeah,
was it? A blue
you,
jay?
Asked you a little bit more about it.
Okay.
Feigned interest.
So if they look at you like you're a crazy person, is that bad?
That's the bad part.
I forgot to tell you, I saw a bird yesterday.
Who'd you see?
I saw a bird yesterday.
A bird?
Yeah, I saw like a bird.
Why are you telling me that?
That's exactly the way my husband would respond. That's probably the way I would respond. Like, great for you. There are a lot of birds flying
doomed.
Around. Come on now.
Doomed.
This is redonkulous.
this is, again, this is just another one of those TikTok trends that are going around.
Sure.
Trying to predict how your relationship or the lastingness of your relationship.
The longevity.
Yeah. Yeah,
so, because, so for instance, if your partner looks at you like you're crazy, like, okay, great, good for you. They're not as invested in the things you're interested in. Is that the statement that it's making?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, Kelly from Preston Hill, Texas, and says, literally my husband would say, I've got a pretty bird to show you, and then flip me off. So I don't know if that's good or not.
Yeah,
maybe.
No,
I don't know.
My husband might react that way, too.
I don't know.
I've got a bird to show you.
I've got a worm for your bird.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
Early bird gets the worm. Here it is.
I really hate that you find the line. And then you leap over it as if you're an Olympic long jumper. That's you.
This is, I don't know if I should say this.
No, you shouldn't. If you're questioning it, that answer's no. That answer's no.
All right, fine.
No more worm jokes. Listen, should we call your wife? Let's call your wife.
She's at work. She's not going to pick up.
Oh, dang it.
Yeah.
Would this work? Does it have to be in person?
Well,
or can you call them?
I mean, it should probably be in person because it should just come up in casual conversation.
Oh, casual conversation.
But like if you literally call your spouse, hey, I saw a bird.
That's probably something that you talk about all the time.
Hey, I saw a bird.
They're going to look at you when
great. Now,
you say that.
I mean, if you are outside or if you're sitting on the couch, oh, hey, I saw a pretty bird. They'd be like, all right, what kind of bird was it? What kind of bird was it?
Yeah, I don't know if he's even going to follow. He's just going to be like, that's great. Good for you.
Tony, Texas, I just wrecked when you said, I got a worm for your bird.
Stop Bailey, don't encourage the behavior.
Anyways, all right. Well, you can try that out on your spouse or your partner and see if the bird theory works.
Kelly says HR on line two. I know. Yeah. We got to have them on the hotline.
No, it's fine. I didn't show you anything.
Oh, no, but you didn't show you. Look at it.
We didn't look.
No, I
didn't. And there's a console between us.
Okay, great.
So it wouldn't have even done anything, anyways.
Hit the button and end this.
Pretty bird. Pretty bird.
That's crazy. This is absolutely crazy.
Pretty bird.
Pretty bird. Polly want a cracker?
I feel like I'm going to go up to my husband and say this, and then he's going to be like, that's great for you. And I'm like, fine, we're getting a divorce.
Yeah, obviously we're done. All right. Yeah, test it out. See what happens for you.
You don't care about me.
Let TikTok determine your relationship status on 99.7 DJX.